You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 1st show. I am committed to providing you knowledge needed to be successful in every area regarding your finances. Knowledge is power, and that's what you'll receive from listening to the show today. If you're hearing my show a different time or a day you are listening to a rebroadcast, please feel free to call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150. Or go online to themoneyhour.com to connect with the guests that I have in studio. And right now I'm having a conversation with Vincent Humphrey with Humphrey & Associates. And if you've got a court date and you're asking help, I have a court date, it's important to have some important tips. And that's why I've asked Vincent here. Vincent, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Tina, I'm so excited to be here. Good to see you.
I'm excited to be here with you as well. You're always just a fun guest to talk with. So I know it's going to be a great segment with you. I'm sure we are. A little bit about Vincent. Vincent Humphrey is an attorney at Humphrey & Associates, PLLC, which focuses on family law and civil litigation. His passion is bringing justice and clarity to those in need. His experiences allow him to work well in many different situations, and his service first mentally allows him to break past the toughest scenarios. Vincent holds a Juris Doctor degree from the University of Idaho College of Law and a Bachelor of Art degree from the University of Washington. He has advised executives from Fortune 100 companies as well as the working women and men and women at a local grocery store. Vincent participates in a variety of legal organizations in King County where he mentors other lawyers and is interested in helping good people going through tough situations. And I love that. Good people going through tough situations, because there is a lot of good people out there going through tough situations, and having the right representation and somebody can help them through that process is really why I love having you in studio. So Vincent, let's start out with it. You know, it's been a little while since I've had you here. I mean, you are my attorney expert, and we've had a lot of great different conversations about what you do. But since you've been in studio, what have you been up to?
Thanks again for having me here. There's been a ton. Life is great. I just had another child. We've got three. And so we just had another one April 1st. So April's full, baby. So,
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Super excited about that.
And you've got beautiful kids, too.
Thank you. Well, hey, kids, if you're listening to this, Dad says hey. And happy birthday to my wife. Her birthday's coming up. Happy 4th of July to all of the listeners, as this is the 4th of July weekend. So everybody listening, be safe and have a good time.
Thanks, Vincent. So just thinking about going into court can be really stressful, but what should you know up front about preparing and going to court?
Yeah. Let me start off with just kind of a tip.
Okay.
All right. So I think one of the things to know is that it's stressful for everybody. It's stressful for the attorney. It's stressful for the judge, the clerks, everybody involved. It's stressful for everybody. Yeah. So understanding that may help put you at ease, that what you are feeling, the other side is feeling too.
Yes, right? Yeah. And even, you just said you came from court.
I did. I just came from court, and I was rushing in and just trying to recollect my thoughts. But yeah, it's a process, and there's a lot that goes on. So understanding that what you are feeling, my attorney is feeling this. Hopefully they're prepared and good advocates. They should be. Yeah. But knowing that the other side is feeling this too. A lot of times, especially, I don't know if it's criminal maybe that a listener is going through, or if it's civil, doesn't matter. But understand that the other side, they're also experiencing a lot of those same emotions. And how you deal with those goes a long ways throughout the rest of your case. So one of the things that I tell my clients prior to any hearing, just go to bed. Go to bed. Just make sure you get your rest. Yeah, it's sunny outside. Enjoy the sun. Get out. Do what you need to do. Because whenever you have your court date, assuming that everything is lined up, worrying about it in the middle of the night, playing things over in your head, it's not going to change what's going to happen tomorrow.
Sure.
And understanding, again, having a hearing, there's going to be some judicial officer, a judge, a commissioner, a stand-in attorney that's acting as judge that day. They're the decision maker. At best, as an attorney, I'm an advocate. I'm going to give all of my positions as to why I'm exactly right 100% every time, right? But I don't get to make the final decision. That comes from the judicial officer. So understanding that whoever has the robe on, he or she, they're the ones that are going to be giving the final when the gavel comes down.
Sure.
I mean, that's really kind of for TV. So depending on how things are going, it's, you know, when the pen drops and they say, all right, go write that up.
Yeah.
But understanding that that's their role.
Of course.
So
of course.
And get sleep.
So, you know, you always, every time you come in studio, today's not an exception. You're just sharply dressed and really dressed for success and really dressed for power and to have that great representation. And I would imagine as for your, when you're coaching your clients as well, that it's important how they dress and what they wear to court. Would that be correct?
It is correct. I know there's probably those that are listening that say, I've seen Judge Judy all the time. I know what they do there. Well, first of all, this isn't TV. This is real life and presumably your life. So how you present yourself in court goes a long ways. I've got stories that I've seen, thankfully not from my clients, but certain judges have a certain persona and they want you when you come to court to be respectful. What does that mean as it relates to what you were wearing? They want you to present yourself in a manner becoming of the law. Well, okay, more specific. What does that mean? So I would say think of going to church maybe with your grandmother or something along those lines, more traditional, saying, all right, if it's a funeral, if it's a church, well, court has that same level of expectation.
Respect.
As to exactly how you're going to be presenting yourself. So what I'll say is, yes, you want to be comfortable, but coming on a, let's say, a July day, it's 85 outside, so you decided you were going to come in flip-flops, a tank top, and some short shorts.
Not good.
Not at all. Yes. And certain judicial officers will say, you know what, we're not going to hear your case until you can come in respectful. This is dismissed. And, and I've seen that happen where they say, look, before you can open your mouth, you're going to go ahead and become more respectful. Yeah. If you know what that means, figure it out.
Sure.
Next case, please. And so you don't want to be in that situation.
You don't want to be in that situation.
Not at all.
So let's say, you know, Vincent, you get a great sleep. You're there on time. You're actually early.
You're good. Dressed yeah.
With,
I didn't even say that. Look at you. Yeah. We need to switch spots.
I know what you're saying. Be on time.
I have that down. We didn't talk about that yet, but awesome. That's right. You want to be there early. Yeah,
exactly. So when you are
I'm done here.
So what happens now? What's next, Vincent?
Okay, so you're exactly right. You're there nice and early. And just to speak to that, why? On one of the things that you should know is that things come up outside of your control. There's traffic, especially in lovely Seattle, where our sunshine comes sometimes in the form of H2O. And so when that's the case, right, that extends your traffic. So understanding that there may be factors that you can't control, traffic. Yeah. And that's one of the things, obviously, why you want to be there early. On top of that, your courtroom might actually change. Certain times, depending on what's going on in the courthouse, they may reassign your room. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be rushing in there to find out, oh, actually, it's in this on this different floor. So those are all things even before actually talking about your situation with your attorney or by yourself. So assuming all of that's taken care of, you're there, you're looking great, you've got mints in your mouth so you're not scaring anybody away. And now I say it's time to get comfortable. And it's time to get comfortable because in certain situations, you may be one of maybe 30 cases.
Okay.
So understanding that, you know what? I don't know when I'm going to get called.
Yeah.
I might be first or I might be 30 of 30.
Uh-huh.
So to that extent, if you're paying for parking on the street, don't put in 30 minutes. Don't put in an hour. Block out really kind of that whole morning and even afternoon because sometimes it even goes to the afternoon.
Yeah, wow.
So in order to kind of de-stress and get you present, as Dan was talking about, I can't say enough about him, just a quick plug.
Yes.
Dan was there for me when I was just starting off in law. So I've got a lot of high respect and regard for the man that's in the studio with us.
Likewise.
Super excited that he's here. So to that extent, you want to make sure that you can control and take care of the things that you can. So don't skimp on the parking. I've had clients do that and they say, don't do that. Go out there, put the time in and be present and focus on why we're here today.
Makes sense. So once you are called, whether you're called first or you're 30 from 30, how much time do you actually have in front of the judge?
Yeah, and that depends. It depends on, again, is this civil, is this criminal? So I'll say kind of in general, you don't have a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
And so to that extent, you want to, go slow. A lot of times when people, if this is your first time going through that, obviously I do family law, so it's really a sensitive subject when we're talking about a spouse or soon to be ex-spouse and your kids and the house and what's going to go on. So that's absolutely an emotional and personal time. So make sure that when you are speaking, you're speaking slow.
Yeah.
You're speaking clear.
Unlike your host here on the radio show.
I won't speak to that. I'm just happy to be here. So you want to make sure that you are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And however you prepare, if you're good, fine, outline it, make notes, type it up. That way it'll force you to take the thoughts that you have, commit them to paper, organize what's going on. Why? Because some of the best advocates, that's what they do. Even when I was in court today, I had my rules of law. I had the points articulated in an outline form. That way I could answer if the other attorney said something or the judge.
So got it.
Just go slow.
So what about what you say? I would imagine you want to be prepared and that, you know, what you're going to say. But what advice do you have on that?
In regards to what you should actually say, the words that come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
You want to keep your answers short.
Okay.
You don't want to ramble.
Mm-hmm.
And answer the question that is asked. And if you don't know what the question is or you're not quite clear, don't assume. Don't guess. Say, you know, Your Honor, can you please repeat the question? I'm not sure. And if you don't remember, it is okay to say, I do not recall.
Yeah.
I don't quite know. Because in the court of law, when you say, this is what happened, that is your word.
And
a lot of times you're sworn in, you've raised your hand, and there's some serious implications when you lift that hand.
Yeah.
So go slow and make sure you understand the question.
Makes sense. So, Vincent, what if they're on the other side has an attorney and are you in a position that you can argue with that attorney if you're not agreeing what they say or...
I see that happen all the time. It happened actually today. Not my case.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to do that. What you want to do is if the other side is saying things that are aggravating or inflaming your internal passions, you want to still stay calm and reserved because the judge, he or she, is observing not only the words that are coming out, but your demeanor.
Yeah.
And this is their only opportunity. When you say, look, I'm a controlled individual and I'm a really nice guy or I'm a nice gal. And then the next moment you're cussing or you're saying things or you're throwing your paper at the other side because they said things that were unpleasant to you, of course, your credibility is out the window.
Yeah.
So you want to know that the judge, he or she sees this all the time. So
well, it's just like everything else we do in our life. When you're going to a job interview, when you're trying to earn business from a client, the way you present yourself in your relationships and at your workplace, it's the same thing. You want to come and present the best because there is going to be a judgment on the whole package. So we've got a minute, Vincent. Key takeaway.
Oh, so fast.
I know, it always goes so fast. So key takeaway on court hearing process.
Okay, so know that the judge, they're making a decision based off of what they have in front of them.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just what you've said, any paperwork that you've submitted, even if you don't say it orally, that's all a part of their decision.
Mm-hmm.
So know that. Know that if you wrote it down and you're not really good on your feet or speaking, they've seen your paperwork.
Okay.
So they're making their decisions off of what you're saying as well as what was written down. And then also know that losing in court, it does hurt. But know that that's not the end of the world. So to the extent, as I've said on previous shows, that you can try to work through agreement prior to, do that. And like the great Annie said, the sun will come out tomorrow. So you'll get through it.
Love it. Vincent, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Truly a pleasure, always.
And coming up next in the Money Hour, are you suffering from headaches, migraines, light sensitivity, a struggle with reading, focused attention, concentration? That may be linked to visual perceptual problems. I have Terry Carlson with Erlen Services Northwest right here in 1150 AM KKNW after this short break. We'll